Good morning, everyone. Well, with the new daylight savings time, it's 3 o'clock. Men will seek to know. But today is the 14th of March 2021, Sunday morning. I want to speak this morning on the unmerited favor of God. The unmerited favor of God. What is there in man that God is, or the Son of delivered aboard John Kamagaya from Uganda? Hope you're having a good morning this morning. What is God that he is mindful of man, or that the Son of God would visit man? Who are we to think we deserve anything other than death, hell, and the grave? Good morning, Rick Vitorik. Good to see you this morning. By the way, Rick, we're having a conference call here with Walt Stickle at 11 o'clock Central Time. I'll send you a link this morning, and if you could pass it on to J. Michael, I'd appreciate it as well, and give him my regards. You know, when we think of the unmerited favor of God, it's an awesome thing to think on. There's nothing in the creature that's worthy of God's mercy. Well, good morning, J. Michael. My, we have quite a team this morning, I must say. We have a pastor from Uganda with us on Facebook, and we have Rick Vitorik and Jay Michael with us this morning on YouTube. I've been thinking a lot about the unmerited favor of God. I've been having some really good fellowship with Carl Roberts, my brother Carl Roberts, recently. You know, he's coming up against Roman Catholicism. He sees that the works doctrine perpetrated by the Roman Catholic Church is in grave error, you know. And I'm glad that Brother Carl is taking a stand against Rome. And when we take a stand against Rome, we're actually exalting the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. That's what we're exalting. Who are we to have any merit in and of ourselves? Our only hope is in Christ and his shed blood on the cross. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, we're born and conceived in sin, total depravity. God has chosen us, if we're one of his, from the foundation of the world. And he's given us to his Son. We've been foreordained to eternal life. We've been predestinated unto adoption. And Christ hung on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary to pay for our sins. And looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. Novel. No, this story is true. How God sent his Son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. You know, I'm glad that God has shown us unmerited favor. I'm glad that I can't answer the question why he would show us favor. We deserved hell. We deserved damnation. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. Why would God shower his grace upon us? This is my question this morning. Why? Why? Undeserving wretches as though we are. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner, saved by grace, just like the apostles Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree, and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show, when I deserved to be cast into hell, there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Well, I want to conclude this with today. This, the reason I keep these short, devotional short is because I find that a lot of people have short retention spans and they don't want to listen to a 30-minute tirade. They want to listen to a short, sweet, to the point message. I'm going to conclude this today with the question, why? Why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. Well, may the good Lord be with you all this morning. And yes, J. Michael, Psalm 14:3, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. I wish I could find, I have a poem in this poem book. I need to put a table of contents in this poem book, but when I was writing them, I just didn't do that. I never sat down and did a table of contents. And so sometimes I have problems when I'm trying to find a specific poem in here to know, remember exactly where it's at. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick here. But it's called, Is There Not a Balm in Gilead? You know, and I don't know if I can find it or not, but, you know, there is a balm in Gilead for the soul. That balm in Gilead is Jesus Christ. He's the one who we look to for all of our strength, all of our hope, all of our help, all of our consolation. There's no other way. to go than to look to Him for our sustenance. And I'm glad that regardless of what we are going through, that we can look to Him. I can't seem to put my fingers on that poem this morning. Maybe here it is, right here. Wow. God helps us when we need it. This is called, Is There Not a Balm in Gilead? Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give His people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers His wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and His refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. So be encouraged this morning. Look to the Lamb. Look to Christ. He said, Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And so my prayer this morning is that you would look to Him for all comfort, all strength, and all would bless you guys. And have a wonderful day in Christ. It's my prayer. God bless.